come out. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They making plans, we sit and count. Our chair is stacking just like a mountain. You heard about it, she running her mouth. She
if
wants
we
to
were
ride it,
to power around Gabe's most useless weeks. This has gotta be number one, right? This is the week when Gabe Neitzel becomes a paperweight for all of his other responsibilities. Fair or unfair, Gabe Neitzel?
I would say that's very unfair.
What?
Yeah.
Well, explain.
What do you mean? What do we mean? Explain.
I'm saying this is the week where his attention is as divided as it's ever been. You got the Masters par three.
Yep.
You're leading into the whole thing. Georgia. And Gabe, as we know, always has one eye on the television as soon as the golf starts.
Yeah, because Gabe's delusional.
Why am I delusional?
Because the PGA sucks. Okay. Can I just say that? I go every week. I'm like, I want to get into it, and I go to the leaderboard, and I don't know a person on it.
Well, that's because you don't watch golf, man. Like
it's hideous.
Because you think
terrible.
It's 2005 and Ernie Els and Vijay Singh. Like, turn
Who's
on
Phil.
Chewy, what you want? The Champions Tour was created for people like you. All right, that's what you want. You want to go to that AmFam Championship in Madison later this summer. You can see Ernie Els. You can see John Daly, Vijay Singh. Guys of that nature, Kenny Perry, guys that you want to see.
No,
because you don't realize how good anybody is now. Because
I turned on Fox this weekend and watched the LIV tournament.
Yep.
For spite.
Yep.
And it was horrible.
But yeah, because they don't have any good player. Like, their Champions Tour light. They don't have a lot of, like,
golf
current
is not good
players.
Anymore, Gabe. It's just not good.
So you're telling me that you didn't enjoy Rory McIlroy winning the Players' Championship?
I can't stand Rory McIlroy.
Well, that's a personal issue.
That sounds like a yes to me. yes, I would like to tell you that.
There's just no personality.
No, I can't.
Jen, do you watch golf at all?
I do not watch golf at all.
Well, don't.
I wasn't thinking about it. Wasn't on my, like, oh, you know what? I'm a little bored. Maybe I'll watch some golf. Gabe, come on, man. I'm not being that unrealistic. When it is Masters Week, you are very locked into the action. Now, that's not saying that you can't accomplish other tasks, but you are a less Gabe during this week than you are most other weeks.
Sure. I'll play along, even though I've got this show. I've got my two-hour Masters preview show coming up at noon today. I've got Freddie and Harry today, tomorrow, Thursday. Recording a special show on Friday. Yeah, sure. We'll play along that I'm not doing anything.
That's
this
not
week.
What anyone's saying. No
That's
one's saying
exactly
you're not doing
what you
anything.
Just said.
No, it's not.
That's
Hold
exactly
on.
What you
First
said.
First of all, take your headphones off, clean out the earwax, put the headphones back on. I'm saying your attention is divided. Whereas usually you're locked in, man. If we're talking about Emeka Ibuka, you are all in on Emeka Ibuka. If we are talking about the national championship taking place last night and what the hell happened to Houston in the last stretch of that game, you are
That's
locked
tough.
In on that. But this
and
week...
ending without getting a shot off is tough.
That was real
That's
bad.
Tough.
That was so bad. I felt so bad
it's
for
tough.
Kelvin Sampson. But I digress. This week, you always at least have one eye and part of your brain in Augusta. And that's not a bad thing, Gabe. You deserve to have that because that is your thing. Look at the outfit. You got the azaleas.
Yeah.
You got the Masters Cup.
Uh-huh.
Masters Cup.
Well, that's an everyday
thing. All I'm saying is
everyday
this
life
week,
choice.
You got one eye and at least half the brain somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, but again, I'm a multitasker. I can get a lot of stuff done, you know, more than the average person.
Are you a sports toad, though? A complete toad? Like last night's game, for instance, right?
Yeah.
Houston versus
it was a really good
Florida.
Game.
I could care less.
Oh, it was a good game.
I didn't watch a bit of it.
Oh, it was a good
now,
game.
If it was Duke against Auburn, I probably would have stayed up till halftime. But the fact that it's Florida versus Houston,
what does
I'm
it
like,
matter who the teams are? It was a good
I got,
game.
No. It's like, do I want to see the current leaderboard for the PGA, Joe Schleck versus Peter Tool in a playoff, I could care less.
You just don't
now,
like
you
stuff
give me
anymore.
Schneffler, you give me
well, but
Schneffler.
Here's, okay,
but
tell
these
me
are two number one teams.
Yeah, tell me who you really wanted to watch on Duke. Can you tell me the coach on Duke?
No, Krzyzewski.
Can you tell me the number one overall pick?
Yeah, is he from Wisconsin?
No, he's not.
Although that kid's going to be a top 10 pick.
Yes.
One of the kids are from Wisconsin. It's like Spider or something like that.
Yeah, Spider.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, I wanted to see Bruce Pearl win it all.
Okay, all right.
Would have given me enough to watch the game.
All right, so we've got one coach, Bruce Pearl.
Would you take a Bruce Pearl mentee? Would you take a Bruce Pearl mentee? Because a Bruce Pearl mentee was on the sideline last night and won a national championship.
No, it's like people do not want to see, they don't want to see Jacksonville versus Carolina in a Super Bowl.
This is literally worst place to do it. It was all one seeds for the second time in the basketball tournament history. It's the second time ever it's been
all of the good teams. All of the good teams this year are playing.
I watched more of the women's NCAA because I love
Gino. And you complained about it the whole time.
But it was terrible.
This game sucks.
Right? Were they good, Josh?
You just don't like sports. that's where we're at.
No, I like sports, but it's kind of a weird way to
like sports.
No, he likes sports
from 2000.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
Do we just need to trick you?
Some personality into golf. Like, Schefter being arrested was probably the greatest thing for golf.
Schefter was not arrested, by the way.
He was put in handcuffs.
No.
Okay. Are you talking about Adam Schefter?
Scotty Scheffler was.
Scheffler. Same thing.
Well, we have to be careful here. We have the guy on our channel.
Adam is a friend of the show who joins us every Wednesday.
We have a modicum of responsibility to be accurate.
But you know how many people watched that after that happened? That was great.
Well, yeah,
drama.
It was.
Maybe I just like drama too much. I don't know.
But, yeah, you can watch daytime TV.
Okay.
Soaps.
But for the Masters specifically, like, that's a destination event. That's a thing that, like, you bucket list that sucker. I know it's on my bucket list. I've never been there. Gabe has been there. Chew, you you have been there?
Well,
you
have
been there? You were...
I had a chance.
Well, you had a chance to play. Have you been as a patron?
No, because I Angie wants to go, but I really don't want to go for two reasons.
What are those reasons?
I don't like being told what to do.
Okay.
The older I get, I don't want to be told what to do. Okay. And two, probably a lot of douchebags there. Right?
Yeah.
Everyone kind of keeps to themselves, though, because that's kind of what the Masters is. Like, you kind of keep to yourself, you follow their rules, which, again, are just societal rules. Like, the only thing, here's the funny part about Chewy not wanting to go to the Masters. He does not want his phone on him. Literally at any point ever. He has...
Correct.
Where's the camera? Accidentally, put that in air quotes, dumped his phone into a lake. Oh, well, I guess I'll get one 2 weeks from now. But the one time somebody tells him, no, you can't bring your phone in,
yes,
now he wants his phone. Now he wants his phone.
Yes.
But hold on a minute, Chew. I think in 2025, hear me out, gang, hot take coming, there's a lot of douchebags at all of these events. Like, you don't
anywhere.
Think last night at the national championship game, there weren't a ton of corporate douches?
I mean,
there were. Like, I'm afraid that at the biggest events now, corporate douches outweigh your average fan.
Good point. Yeah.
But Masters is one of the great equalizers. It's a lottery system. Now, it's not cheap to go, but it's affordable for most people. I mean, you can...
Yeah, the face value of the tickets. Yeah,
face value is affordable. You can eat two meals there and spend less than $30 and tack some extra beers on. Like,
yeah, that's cool.
It's affordable
stay,
for
Joshy.
The average person.
Yeah, but the housing, Gabe's got to be the expensive part, right?
So when I went for a Monday practice round. We flew down into Atlanta, because we just had the ticket for the one day. So we got an Airbnb that was halfway between Atlanta and Augusta. And it wasn't that bad for the two nights that we stayed.
Okay.
Like, that wasn't bad. Again, I'm guessing the closer to Augusta you get and the closer to Sunday you get, the housing and the hotels and the Airbnbs and VRBOs are just going to go through the roof.
Okay, so between Augusta, I'm going to give you the option of giving me three bucket list sports events. Hold, please. Things that you aren't sure you'll ever get the opportunity to go to. But if money were no option and time were no option, okay? So in this scenario, you get the time off of work. You're not being penalized for not being there. And you aren't spending the money. Someone else is giving you the funds to do the thing, what would you do? What are the three sports bucket list items for you? For me, Augusta is on that list. Dario was joking with me yesterday. He goes, don't you work at ESPN? Can't you send an email if you really wanted to? I think he was like saying, you don't really want to go. You think you want to go, because if you really wanted to go, you would have already sent the email to, oh, my boss who oversees College Game Day, who also oversees our Masters coverage. That was his line of thinking. I'm not sure he's that far off, if I'm being honest. Three things.
Well, it's still a little too close to college football season for you. Plus, you just did a lot more travel. You had Special Olympics. I don't know if traveling is the thing that you want to do right now.
On an off Special Olympics year. We did discuss that yesterday, right? Because I was gone for Special Olympics not that long ago. Traveled for a feature last week as well.
And is there a part of you that's worried if you reach out to your boss, you're going to end up somehow working?
No, they've got their people. They've got their people. Look, would I love to work the Masters? I would love to. What a scene. What a space. Like, the Masters sells a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started thinking about my three-sport bucket list, all of the things that I am interested in doing sell a vibe. I'm not real into the sport. I don't know who the best in that individual sport are, but they sell a vibe, they sell an event, and that's sort of what I am drawn to. So the Augusta is number one on my list. I want to go to Monte Carlo. I want to go see a Formula One race in Monte Carlo. That's on my bucket list as well. We have actually batted that around internally at home of like, how can we make it work where we get to Monte Carlo on the back end of another work trip and go see a Formula One race there? That's a vibe, right? Could I tell you who the Formula One racers are right now? Do I watch Drive to Survive? I do not. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're selling like a experience. So for me, that's on the list as well. And then I got a couple of things I'm debating between. I've always wanted to go to the Indy 500. I've never been. It's not that far from here. He just my thing. You hear him?
Have you been to the Indy 500, Chew?
Yeah. And I sat right across from pit row. You can't talk. You can't commute. It's so damn loud. You got to wear earplugs. It's just you sit there for 3 hours and stare at the track. It's like, ugh.
That sounds like a dream for you. You hate talking to people.
My number one is the Iditarod, because I would have a section of the race just all to myself, probably about 3 miles.
It's cold.
Right?
The Iditarod?
That's the only problem.
I don't know if that's a spectator sport, pal.
No, my one would be Gabe 7, Fenway.
Yeah. Like a World Series Game 7 at Fenway. Yeah, that'd be sick.
Yeah. I don't know what else. But my bucket list doesn't matter, Jen. It really doesn't.
Because you've done a lot of it?
No, it's Angie's bucket list. Like, she wants to do the Derby. Eh? Derby? Anybody Derby?
I would like to see the Derby. It seems like a fun time. Again, selling a vibe, selling an experience.
I feel like I could be talked into the Derby very easily, but I am not going to plan on going to the Derby, if that makes sense.
Somebody's going to have to do all the legwork.
Yeah.
And I'll just agree.
If somebody goes, hey, we got an extra spot to go to the Derby. Do you want to go? Yeah, sure, I'll go check it out, but I don't want to put
in... Too much pastel for me.
I don't want to put in a lot of effort.
Well, and if Chewy is anti-douche, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, there's got to be a lot there. That's why Daytona would...
Well, even if they're not, you got to dress a little douchey. That's the whole vibe of the...
There's no hat for guys, though, right? It's just the girls that wear the hats?
I mean, you could throw on, like, a fedora.
Yeah, many do. It's not required.
Really? Okay. Eh. I don't really have a bucket list, I guess.
Here's the thing. For the sake of the exercise, why don't you work on one? Why don't you brainstorm one?
Or tell us what you think.
Here's one. Here's
Gigi's
one.
Would be.
Here's one. Because I love college football more than I like NFL football. My son, offensive coordinator, or head coach, playing for a national title. Is that fair?
I think that's fair.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
Be the first time you stuck around for an entire one of his games.
Oh, I wouldn't stick around. I'd just have to be seen, and then I would leave.
Traffic.
Yeah. Come on.
Maybe you'll get lucky, and it'll be in Atlanta, and your hotel will be attached to the stadium.
Yes, you could see your son holding the trophy and on the stage. You know, that would be nice, but you'll see pictures, so it'll be fine.
800-990-3776. I want your three-leg bucket list for this morning. Okay, we got Augusta going on. We got the Masters going on this week. What are the three things you've always wanted to do? Time is no issue. Money is no issue. Okay, so I don't want to hear that I can't get the time off of work or but I could never afford it. What are the three things, three sporting events that you have always wanted to go to or that you would go to if finally given the opportunity? 800-990-3776. Look, we'll ask Jason Wilde that. We'll also ask him about these players, these football players who have been visiting Lambeau Field, Green Bay, and what it says about the direction that Green Bay is going to go in the upcoming draft. That's next.
Festival Foods, the place to be getting that Screamin' Sicilian pizza right now, because right now at Festival Foods, you can get Screamin' Sicilian tavern-style pizza. It's just $5.99. If you're unfamiliar with Screamin' Sicilian Tavern Style, well, it's all the flavor and everything you're used to when it comes to a Screamin' Sicilian. Great sauce, mountain of cheese, all the great toppings, but it's on that crispy, cracker-thin crust that is so popular in taverns across this great state. And right now, you can get Screamin' Sicilian tavern-style pizzas just $5.99 at your local Festival Foods. So head to Festival Foods, grab those Screamin' Sicilian tavern-style pizzas, and taste what all the screaming is about.
Ready, down, put.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Augusta, in honor of the Masters, in honor of Augusta's number one fan, Gabe Neitzel, talking about your bucket list. Good morning, Jason Wilde. How you doing today?
I love Wisconsin. Like, I am Wisconsin through and through. I don't even mind the cold and the winter. I get it. The choice we make. But could spring suck anymore? Like, it snows.
Yep.
I remember as a kid going to County Stadium for opening day, and it would snow. Today, the tailgate tour leaves, so I'm like trying to figure out how heavy of a jacket I need to go do these outside interviews. I got a winter hat on. It's 27 degrees. What are we doing here?
Well, Chewy's not here. That's his solution to it, is to find a home in a warmer state. Not an option for all of us, obviously.
I need some of that CTE settlement money is what I need.
It'll all be over. I didn't take any. I refused it.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I know.
For spite.
Making a joke, which you shouldn't joke about that. Yeah. You can't return a jacket for spite, but you can turn down money for spite.
Jason, I'm going to awkwardly move on. What is your sport bucket list? We're talking about how for many people, Augusta is a bucket list item. A lot of people want to go down there for the vibe, for the experience. Might not even love golf. Might just want to see Augusta. Do you have three things, if money were no option, if time were no option, you would do?
Yeah, I think I've checked them all off. So Augusta's not on my list. I would have liked to have gone to the Final Four in 2000 when that Badgers team went. But, like, I've been to the Rose Bowl. I've been to the Super Bowl. I've been to the World Series. Like, I think all mine are checked off. I've been to some incredible games. I mean, look, I think there are some people that do this for a living that take for granted how cool this job is. I have lots of faults, believe me, and Paula can come on later and detail them for you, but I don't take this for granted. So I know that I've gotten to check off pretty much everything on my bucket list. Josh told me that's what you guys were discussing, and quite frankly, I think my list is good. There is a sign, though, at Lambeau Field that I think is one of my favorite signs, and I think it's a really good way to remind their staff how important their place of employment is. I think they could be treated better by management, but that's another story for another day, too. But it says, today is someone's bucket list. And I thought that was a really good way to remind their team how important it is to excel in their job so Packers fans who care so deeply about that team can experience that bucket list moment for themselves.
Quick sidebar on the Rose Bowl, and I guess this is more of a question for Jen because she's been there more than anybody else. Did the Rose Bowl get a little... I feel like it lost its luster a little bit, especially years where it wasn't a semifinal. Then it's just like any other bowl game. Yes, it's the Rose Bowl and it's cool, but did it pick up some of the cachet that it once had this year being a playoff game again?
Yeah, I think for most people, the Rose Bowl is, again, an experience.
Okay.
It's that whole idea of the sun setting over the mountains as you're in the third quarter, fourth quarter of the game type of thing. It's a vibe.
But because the reason why I asked that, because it used to be the bucket list for Wisconsin, right? Like, you went to the Rose Bowl because you won the Big Ten, but the last time they went to the Rose Bowl, it's because they finished second in the Big Ten.
So in that frame, yes, it has regained some of its cachet because it is now a playoff mm-hmm. game, whereas in that little, it was like a weird, like, two-year thing of, like,
well, 'cause it
not
would rotate.
Being the Big Ten Pac-12
yeah.
championship, RIP Pac-12.
Pour one
out. And now, again, I think that they have some agreement, though, that they have to be one of the playoff
games. Oh, they're
games,
well, because like, they're never... The one thing with the Rose Bowl is that they're always at 4 p.m. Central. They're always on New Year's Day. They're not moving off of that, so everybody just has to plan around them. So on years where it was, oh, the semifinals are New Year's Eve, then they would, yeah, it'd be the second-place team for the Pac-12, second-place team from Big Ten. That was always weird to me.
Jason, is this the highest number of top draft picks to visit Green Bay in Goody's tenure?
That's a good question. I don't have all the data on that.
Kind of feels like it, though, doesn't it?
It definitely feels that way. You know, he does bring in more of those top first-round type guys than Ted used to. Ted used to use a lot of those visits on potential undrafted free agents that he wanted to sign after they didn't get drafted. But, yeah, I mean, look, the wide receiver visits, I don't know how you look at that and not at least think, okay, these guys are more serious about actually using a first-round pick on a wide receiver than they ever have been before, right? I just, whether or not they actually do, who the heck knows? But when you look at that lineage of wide receivers lately out of Ohio State, and to have Rebecca in yesterday, I just think that's a huge deal. Like, I don't like to be accused of overblowing something, but I thought that was significant. That jumped out at me as soon as Schefter tweeted it.
Well, they've had three wide receivers in, Jason, Golden Abuka and Isaiah Bond. Bond not anticipated to be a first round pick, but he could be somebody they pick later. So with having all these wide receivers in, and we know that Goody uses these on players he would like to draft, just look at some of the guys like Edgerrin Cooper, for example, Tyron Hopper from a year ago. So does this mean that despite what LaFleur and what Brian Gutekunst said at the owners' meetings, they're not actually happy with what they have in that room?
Yeah, I think, Gabe, look, first of all, I don't even know if they would be happy even if they got their first-round pick and it was a wide receiver. Like, I think that was kind of one of those things. It's kind of like the defensive line.
You got to
CYA. Well, we didn't really add anybody. So we got to say that we're happy with what we got, right? And look, I don't think they're going to reach. Like, if Ibuka is gone before they pick, you know, and so is McMillan from Arizona, and whoever the other guy
Matthew
is.
Matthew Golden.
I think they were having him, if they didn't have him in on a visit already, I think they were having him in too. I think Bill Huber had that on Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, so Golden was already here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, so to me anyway, you know, that proves that they're serious about it. But again, you don't know how the board's going to go. Here's the question that I have. Is he so cognizant of they don't have enough at wide receiver right now because of Watson's injury, and maybe even if not for Watson's injury, is he willing to go up if that's what's required to get one of those guys? Because if he's willing to do that, talk about a way to snap the 20-plus year streak of not drafting a wide receiver. I mean, no offense to Javon Walker, but if the Packers trade up, this would be an even bigger story than just ending that stretch.
Yeah, because, I mean, you take a look at it, not just that position, but they're bringing an offensive lineman, Jason. Like, it seems they could go a number of different directions. And because of that, I guess I'm skeptical of them actually trading up, because when the one thing I will always believe Goody when he says it at any podium is he wants more draft picks. Like, he wants to find a way to have more draft picks. Like, that is the one thing I'll always believe. And that's why, because it's not like they have a surplus of picks right now, and they have more needs than you would probably hope that they have. So that's why I have a hard time believing they would use some of those picks to actually move up and go and get, whether it's a wide receiver or an edge rusher, an offensive line, anybody. I picture them more trading back than trading up.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Gabe. And look, it's crazy. I went back last night just because I was curious, because we always talk about Javon Walker, but like, Goody actually talked about this in Indianapolis, how he's been with the franchise 27 years, and that he doesn't believe there's ever been a quote-unquote policy. Oh, you have a policy. The delicate genius has a policy. against picking wide receivers. But if you look historically, I mean, it's Barry Smith in 1973. It's James Lofton in 78. It's Sterling Sharp in 88. And then it's Javon Walker. Like, that's the list in the Super Bowl era. Is that not crazy?
I mean, yeah. I mean, 2 out of 4 being Hall of Famers is a pretty good batting average, though.
Jason. Yes, I mean, if you only bat 4 times, yes.
Jason, how do you think Dobbs would react to this after the little tantrum he threw back during the season?
Yeah, great question, and probably poorly. I like to think, and you guys have heard me say a million times, you know, we don't know these guys as well as we think we do. I mean, I knew you, but that was a whole other story. But I would say that, or Brett, from meeting him at O'Danny's when he was drunk tending bar in like 1994. But
you were there.
That was the first time I ever met him. And I wasn't covering the team yet. It was amazing. But in Romeo's case, I really don't know him. I feel like we've had a few good conversations over the years, but like, I would have never expected him to react the way he did and just not show up for work. So now, for me, all bets are kind of off with him. I would say this, and I was talking about this with somebody that works in the building. Like, I don't know if the Packers would consider extending him or re-signing him, because if I was them, I would always have in the back of my mind that incident and wonder, how's this guy going to handle adversity or being unhappy. So, but I would, if Romeo came to me, and I'm not even sure he knows my name, but he said, Jason, look, what do you think I should do this year? I would say, put your head down, work your ass off, and go out there and put up some big numbers so you can get paid by someone else if these guys aren't going to re-sign you. Like, it is a contract year. There is a huge opportunity for him. So whether they draft a wide receiver or not, whether he's happy with his targets or not, keep your mouth shut, get out there and be as productive as possible, do everything right, because someone will pay you. Because I believe he's a good player, but between the concussion question now and between that and his behavior early in the season last year, he's got something to prove, and I'm eager to see if he does it.
Jason, how much do you think the Packers engage in subterfuge.
Sound it out.
Yeah, exactly. Layla, how do you say this word? Everybody talks about how this time of year, people are sort of smoke and mirroring their way through these things. Is that something that in the past you think the Packers have engaged in, or are they more straightforward with their plan headed into the draft?
So, yeah, I mean, obviously I don't know for sure, but that's a really good question. I don't think they do. Like, if you look at their visit list that they have, they don't waste visits on guys that are not someone they're interested in. Like, I don't think that's in Goody's playbook. Now, I will say that the subterfuge maybe comes from the stuff he says, right? Like, he was clearly, he and Russ Ball and John Eric Sullivan, et cetera, were clearly having conversations with people and agents around the league. Because remember, Rob Domofsky did that or talked about, I don't know if he wrote it, but that they were expecting the Packers to be very busy in free agency. And didn't he say it was going to be defensive line, wide receiver, all positions that they didn't actually pursue, maybe corner, which they did obviously with Hobbs. But, like, I think maybe they engage in subterfuge with what they say, but I don't think their actions are that type of deal. I really don't.
Jason, good stuff from you today. We really appreciate you hanging out with us. Have a great one. We'll talk to you again very soon.
In the shadow of Lambeau Field. Any questions you have for Dr. John Michaels, Marco Rivera, who else do we
tailgate
have
tour?
Josh Jacobs, Tucker Kraft.
Wait, did you say Dr. John Michaels?
Yeah, he's a doctor.
Yeah,
he became a doctor?
Surgeon. Yeah.
I had no idea.
Maybe he can help me with my snoring, him and Dr. Kandula. he's a doctor.
Yeah,
man, he needs to get Sam Congato's PR agent, because we all know about Sam Con, had no idea about John Michaels.
Yeah, I would just say that Chewy has been my go-to for all medical advice of late, and I'm going to keep it that way.
Thank you, buddy.
That's a good that's honestly a good policy.
Thank you.
I have a policy.
All right, guys.
Take care. It's a lot of Ed talk this morning for him not having taken over the position yet. Jason Wilde can be heard right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every morning right here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Okay, keep getting us your three-sport bucket list in honor of the Masters, in honor of Augusta, which a lot of people have on their sports bucket list. Remember, money is no option. Time off is no option. Someone else is paying for this, and you have all the time off to do what you want to do. What are your three sports bucket list items, places you want to go before you die? Let us know here, 800-990-3776 on the Carbless talk and text line.
A weekly pulse on the Milwaukee Bucks, straight from a fan favorite and Bucks legend. Tune into Hear District with Marcus Johnson, a Bucks Plus audio production. Marcus and his son Chris, a 1995 UCLA hoops champ himself, talk about everything happening in the Bucks world and are joined by some of the biggest names in basketball. Plus, they'll answer your questions too. Stay on the beat of the Bucks and find Hear District now, Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I thought Salvation Army. That they hear their name when it's non-scheduled, that's what they want to hear.
I could hear Ashley laughing in the background.
Am I right or wrong?
He's not wrong. Hey, he's not wrong. He's not wrong.
He is wrong.
On 94.5 ESPN.
You may have more, but you only get three this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Give me your three bucket list sporting events. Know Nothing Jon Snow on the YouTube stream says Masters final round, WrestleMania ringside, Wimbledon finals. And up until that third one, I thought that was your list. I thought you
honestly,
had a
Wimbledon's
burner
on my list.
Is it?
Yeah, Wimbledon just seems like a really cool event. It seems like it's different than all the other tennis events. Wimbledon would certainly be on my list. And from experience, if you go to a Masters, I'm glad I went to a practice round first. If you get an opportunity to get practice round tickets, don't say no, because you get to see these guys hit some really cool shots. You get to experience the golf course. And if it's a Monday or Tuesday, you get to bring a camera in. So you actually have some pictures to have that that you can, you know, take home with you.
Joe in the 262 says, Masters, Super Bowl, run the London Marathon. Good for you, Joe. World Cup final, Game 7 NBA final, Badgers National Championship basketball game, that from Isaac in the 608.
For a Super Bowl, it's not just any Super Bowl, right? It's got to be a Packers Super Bowl. I don't know if I wanted to go to just a regular old...
You want to talk about...
No, but
that's what I'm saying.
If you pulled this, what sport and team if you had the chance, what sport and team would you want one of the schools to win a national championship? You're really looking at Marquette basketball.
That's the one.
Yep, you'd stop the count.
Wisconsin basketball.
Then
Wisconsin
I would like Wisconsin.
Football. Football or basketball?
I guess football over basketball. And some of that goes back to Marquette being my number one love and wanting to see Marquette win a national championship in my lifetime. And then it would be Badgers football and then Badgers basketball. But yeah, I mean, I want the in-state teams to do well. I want them to have that opportunity. I want them to celebrate that success. The Olympics, just generally speaking, the Olympics, the World Series and the Final Four, but the Brewers have to be playing in the World Series, that from Tyler in the 262.
God, I can only imagine what AmFam Field would be like during World Series. Just feeling what it was like for a wild card series last year, like amping that up to a World Series.
What the city would be like, man, with AmFam being so close to downtown. The Third Ward, I remember last year, was just jammed.
I mean, winning the DS with the Tony Plush.
Oh, man.
I was there for that game, and it was the most surreal and the most like memorable sports event I've ever been to because it was one of one.
Well, just hugging strangers.
The elation was just unbelievable.
You just got yourself an invitation to Paper Trail with Jen Latta, a new digital series brought to you by Wannable. So thank you very much for that.
I had no idea. You had volunteered yourself for a guest spot.
We bought tickets night of. As it was happening for $50 because we bought it like 40 minutes before the game time. So we were right in the outfield, and the outfield's playoff game gets pretty wild in the bleachers.
Oh, you're telling me a couple of Miller Lights are being consumed?
A couple, two tree dozen.
Two tree. It's pretty good. Bucket list from Augie from Fredonia. Masters, number one. Little League World Series, number two. World of Outlaws, Knoxville Nationals for sprint cars. That from Augie from Fredonia. Got a lot of people who are worried about questioning when I said I want to go to Monte Carlo. Do y'all know where Monaco is? Are we familiar with a map?
No. I actually have no idea where it is. I couldn't tell you. If you put a globe down right in front of me and said, hey, point to me where this, I couldn't do it.
Where Monaco is, where Monte Carlo is?
Yeah, couldn't do it. Couldn't do it.
Jew, did you want to weigh in on that?
I was close to there. Where was I in? Marseille? Yeah. Not far away.
So
right,
that's
down
France.
It's on the Mediterranean. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the French Riviera along the Mediterranean. Yes. So, Monaco Grand Prix.
How do you
is
know
the
that?
Race.
And
Monte
then you
Carlo
thought they spoke
the
Spanish
town
in Lithuania.
Because I was on a cruise. I went right by it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It makes more sense.
Makes no sense, but.
Well, he's kind of been there-ish.
Just placated the hell out of him as much as he did.
No, he's been there-ish.
Dave from Aaron weighing in saying his bucket list would be Packers Super Bowl, Brewers World Series, final game to win it all, and Badgers football championship. So Dave's got a type, if you will.
I've got a wild card here. I'd love to go to a U.S. hockey gold medal game, or even just a game in like. The way, after watching the Four Nations, and then we've obviously seen the history of the Wisconsin, United States hockey team, like, they take it so seriously, and they are so into it that it feels like true one-of-one experience with the way it's live or die out there on the ice for those guys.
It's fair.
That seems amazing.
What if you could go backwards? So it already happened, but you could pick them.
Oh, yeah, we
be able
beat
to
the Ruskies.
That 80, yeah, that that game? Yeah, probably that game.
That game might be 1-1 overall when you think back of like legendary sports moments for a lot of people.
And it didn't air live on television.
Couldn't even watch it.
So wild.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
So wild.
You had to call in to the local sports desk to get an update if you really wanted to know.
But again, this goes back to what Chewy and I were disagreeing on earlier in the show. I just like competition. I've told you all the story about when I went over to Austria and I was all jammed up on the flights and the times and all that stuff. So at 3 a.m., I'm wide awake watching table tennis. And because it was high-level table tennis in Austria, very competitive game, back and forth, breaking serve and whatnot, I was all into it. Now, there was nothing else on television, and I didn't speak the language. But still, I was watching. I was engaged. I was locked in. I watched a couple of softball games the other day, women's college softball games, for a story that I'm working on. If you get high-level competition, it really doesn't matter what the sport is if you buy into the action. So that, I mean, like, I'm watching softball the other day. I mean, I'm watching people talk about how you can watch a race and not know all the drivers and whatnot, but you get a storyline or two that pops, and all of a sudden, you're invested. Like, again, that's always been how I've been wired, Chew.
I need names. I need names. Like, give me the two worst teams in the NBA going head-to-head in a battle, and I could care less.
Well, it's going to be low-level basketball because there's some pretty bad teams in the NBA
but
this year.
You know what I mean? I just need big names, and I don't know.
Can I throw a wild card into this mix here? One that I'd really like. I don't know if it makes top three, but a Royal Rumble, being in attendance for that would be so much fun.
So that's my favorite wrestling event. Like, I would rather go to a Royal Rumble than a WrestleMania. And there were rumors that Milwaukee was trying to get a Royal Rumble.
Where are they going to put it?
AmFam Field. Once it gets winterized.
Yeah.
Once it gets winterized, they do it at AmFam. Because they've been doing Royal Rumbles at baseball fields.
Yeah.
To your point, I mean, yes, athletic rate, but it's predetermined.
Yeah, but I don't know what I don't know what the result is, Chew. Like, I'm still having beers and having a good time rooting for who I want to win.
It's almost, as much as it's predetermined, it's almost like the Masters, and pomp and circumstance matters a lot, and the environment, not so much as the actual competition.
Yeah,
you're just there, you're having beers, you're screaming with people, you're...
Well, and Chewy, what you would like about the Royal Rumble is sometimes they bring back old names.
Guys. Yeah.
And you have no idea, and all of a sudden their music hits and you're going crazy.
Roddy Piper might walk up.
Roddy.
Not him, but...
I don't know enough. That was the first name that popped in my head.
R.I.P. to our guy, Rowdy.
Oh, R.I.P.
Yeah, he's not going to walk out.
800-990-3776. Keep getting us your top three bucket list sporting events that you would go to. Again, time is no issue. Money is no issue. Where do you want to go? What do you want to see? Let us know on the Carbless Talk and Text line or on the YouTube stream. You can always weigh in on the comments. You just got to be a subscriber. There's a winning magic powering up at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. This April, prepare for an exciting quest to $300,000 in the Enchanted Spins Slot Tournament. Let me say that again. The Enchanted Spins Slot Tournament. Conjure your rewards card and play your favorite slots to earn drawing entries. Each Thursday, 60 winners, 60, will be competing for thousands in cash and prizes. Let your journey begin with Enchanted Spins only at Potawatomi. More info is available online. You must be 21 to play and a rewards member to get in on the action.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Husky.
What was a rebound? Rebound? What did you just say?
Robust.
Robust.
You could say robust.
Rebound.
Doesn't robust sound like a nice word of saying just a click below fat?
No, buddy, you're not fat.
Well,
you're rebound.
Well, Charles Barkley.
There's another
round mound of rebound.
On 94.5 ESPN.
You heard us talking for years here on ESPN Wisconsin about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And there is a reason for that. Because of the great people at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And right now, there's a lot of buzz about the draft right now, but you're never going to find a draft seeping through Pella's windows and doors. In fact, you should make Pella your number one pick right now. And what's great about Pella, again, it's the people. They have so many different selections for you. It's such a high-quality product, but it's also the people that stand behind that product and are going to make sure that you are satisfied from start to finish. And right now, you can take advantage of no-interest financing options or free glass upgrades. The talented designers and installers can match your unique home through seamless customizations. Again, they have a lot of different options, and whatever your budget is, they can customize it. Certain restrictions do apply. Deal ends April 30th, so place your free in-home consultation today. It's simple. Go to PellaWI.com.
I didn't really have a rooting interest in the game last night. I, again, enjoy competition. It was a good game. At one point, Houston was up by 12. I thought, ooh, doggy. If they can do their lockdown defense thing, number one defense in the country, this is going to be a tough row to hoe for Florida. And what do? They hoed that row.
they just
kept climbing and climbing and putting them in and putting buckets in. And all of a sudden, you got a tie game. There are, I think, 12-ish, a dozen-ish lead changes in that one. Or, I'm sorry, ties.
Yes.
There were 12 ties because Florida didn't take the lead until like inside the 10-second mark or something crazy like that.
I mean, that's what Florida's done the entire tournament. They find themselves down in the second half and it doesn't matter. They've got a big run somewhere in them. You blink an eye and go, oh, wow, went from a 12-point game to a 3-point game. How did this happen? And you're watching the entire time. It happened so fast with Florida. That's what they did again last night.
And then, Chu, I don't know if you saw the ending, but they've been showing it on all the sports shows this morning. But yeah. Houston had a chance to win the game and didn't even get a shot off in their final possession.
Yeah, that's not good. Who'd you guys want to win?
Houston.
Really? I mean, I had picked Florida in my bracket, but that didn't matter.
Right.
Like, that was...
Well busted. Well,
yeah, like, who cares if you got the winner right at the end if it doesn't matter, but... so I guess I was rooting for Florida, but yeah, it was kind of indifferent.
I got to say I enjoyed after Sampson decided to say how mentally weak or infer how mentally weak Duke was and then go out and collapse. Like, he danced on their grave, attempted to do it subtly and said, like, we knew if we pressured them, they wouldn't be able to hold up, da-da-da-da-da. And then they go and puke down their shoes like they did at the end of that game. That felt nice because it's like, everyone knows Duke was better than you.
Yeah,
you just
there was
beat
poetic
them.
Justice yes. at the end of that game.
Yeah, and you got served a little justice, and that to me was what I came away with. Like, hey, take that, pal.
Although I was rooting for LJ Cryer to become the first player to ever win multiple national championships for two different schools.
Yeah,
I was rooting for that kid from Houston who had won a championship with Baylor. That would have been kind of a unique feather in the cap.
Todd Golden, the head coach of Florida, 39 years old.
Wow.
39 years old. I think Kelvin Sampson's probably, is he in his 70s? Is he close to 70, approaching 70?
You could have thrown out any number, and I think I'd have believed you. Former Bucks assistant coach Kelvin Sampson,
right,
by the way.
Yeah. I had forgotten that he was on the bench until I saw some social media posts the other day. Anyway, I thought it was a good game, and it is crazy to believe, again, that college basketball is over, and now we can focus exclusively on the Brewers season, and the NFL draft in a couple of weeks. So we will do that. We will talk about the NFL draft in the second hour of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy right after this.